I know what I am capable of. I know that even if something were to happen and something happened to my business, or I had to pivot, or my husband lost his job for some reason, I know that financially we would be okay because I know what we are capable of when it comes to our money. Hey, this is Allison Baggerly, and welcome to the Inspire Budget Podcast, where we talk all things budgeting, debt, and saving money. 2 years ago, I was on a girls' trip with two of my really great entrepreneur friends, Jen and Caroline, and we took a short trip together to kind of brainstorm and also just spend time together because we enjoy each other's company. At one point during this trip, my friend Jen was sharing some of her personal and business goals. And during that time, she said something that really stuck with me. She was explaining some of the things that she wanted to work towards, but then she said that she always has the right to throw people for a loop. I think what she actually said was throw a curveball. Basically, what she's saying is that whatever she's wanting now in that moment isn't set in stone. Even if she tells other people, hey, I'm going to be working towards this, she always has the right to pivot, throw people for a loop, because ultimately it's her life, it's her goals. And this got me thinking about how I see and interact with money, how experiences, time, and just life has changed some of what I used to believe about money to be true. And honestly, some of these things I used to take a really strong stance against or for. And looking back over the past 12 years, I kind of started wondering, what happened to that passion? What happened to that strong stance I took when it came to personal finances? Why have some of my beliefs about money changed? And what does it really mean? Now, I'm going to be honest, I love the idea that nothing is really set in stone, my mindset and beliefs included. As we all grow, we have the right to throw people a curveball. We have the right to change the way we see things around us, especially money. And that's what this episode is all about. It's going to be deeply personal, and I'll be sharing 3 ways that my mindset or belief around money has changed over time and through the years. Now, I don't think that this means that I didn't believe enough about money. I think that what it means is that I was open-minded and willing to change the way I saw things. My ultimate hope is that as you work on your money, as you grow and have different experiences in your life, you're open to new ideas, information, and the willingness to pivot or throw a curveball so that you can have the best relationship possible when it comes to your finances. Okay, so let's dive into 3 ways my mindset has changed about money. And I want to know how you feel about these 3 things as well. So as I'm sharing, I would love for you to just think about your beliefs when it comes to these money topics, and has your belief changed over time? Are you open and willing for it to change over time? The first one is that I used to believe credit cards were bad, like the big bad wolf. That's how I saw credit cards. But now I see them as a financial tool. When my husband and I were paying off debt, we didn't have a lot of credit card debt. However, the content I was consuming at the time told me that credit cards were bad. They were the devil. They were evil. Stay far away from them. And I believed that. I believed that because I was so scared of what I would do if I had a credit card in my hand. Now, we did have credit cards. I was always using credit cards responsibly. However, this scare tactic, this fear, made me believe, oh my goodness, if I use a credit card, I am for sure going to end up in serious debt. And I remember even wanting to cancel my credit cards back at the time because I was so worried about going further into debt as we were trying to pay off debt. Now, that was 12 years ago. And these days, I see credit cards as a financial tool. So think about it this way, a hammer can be used to build a house and do something positive. It can be used to create something that we can live in, something that provides us shelter, something we need to survive. But a hammer can also be used to break glass or destroy something. A hammer is simply a tool. How you use it decides whether it's going to be used for good or bad. I see credit cards just like that. They are a financial tool in my toolbox, if you will. I see now, after years of experiences and really just opening my mind to things and consuming different content than maybe I was in the past, that how we use credit cards matters more than anything. Now, if I have a credit card, which I do, I have several credit cards, and I see them as a positive tool, which means using a credit card positively means that I am still mindful of my spending on a credit card. People tend to overspend when using a credit card because they see the future version of themselves as more responsible and they're going to pay it off. And they kind of like put that responsibility off to their future self. Whereas I really try to see a credit card when I use it, I don't put it off to the future. I pay my credit card off every single Friday. So I don't rely on future Allison to necessarily make good choices when it comes to my money. I rely on present day me to make those choices. So when I use a credit card, I make sure to pay it off every single week, meaning I never carry a balance. In fact, I don't even know what the interest rates are on my credit card. I know they're high, but I have never carried a balance on my credit card, meaning I have never paid interest on my credit card. So when I'm using the credit card like that, I'm using it as a powerful tool to help protect my purchases from any fraud. Credit cards give you so much more protection. I'm also using my credit card to earn points that our family uses exclusively for travel. So we don't use credit cards for cash back or things like that. We use credit cards exclusively to earn points for travel. Now, in this way, I'm using my credit cards in a positive manner. However, I have a healthy respect and a healthy fear of credit cards in the sense that I know what they can do if they are not used responsibly. Meaning I am aware and I understand that carrying a balance on credit cards can have an incredibly difficult impact on your finances. It can impact your credit score. It can impact how much money you're paying back. Those high interest rates are predatory. And so I understand that I never want to carry a balance on my credit card. So instead of just having this fear and never using the tool, I make sure that I see credit cards as a tool and I use them accordingly. I respect them. I understand the negatives that they can have, but I am willing to have the discipline and only use credit cards in a positive way. Now, if you have credit card debt that you are actively trying to pay off, you see now that your credit card that you were using as a tool has been used to almost hinder your financial experience, maybe, especially if you're working to pay it off and you have that interest rate going against you. So my recommendation is actually to stop using it. Meaning if you cannot use credit cards and pay off the balance in full every month or even every week like I do, then don't use it. We have to respect the credit card tool, just like we use a hammer respectfully and we only use it in a way that is going to be beneficial, we want to use credit cards the same way. So until you can have that discipline, don't use it. Stop using it. Pay it off. Develop that discipline, that consistency with using a credit card for you and not against you. Today's episode is brought to you by my Goodbye Debt Tracker. The Goodbye Debt Tracker is a tool I've designed to help you pay off debt fast. And the best part? It's completely free for you. Yes, you heard that right. You can go to inspiredbudget.com/goodbyedebt. That's all one word. inspiredbudget.com/goodbyedebt to get your free download. Let's be real here. Paying off debt is a must for anyone who wants to live a life free of financial stress. Paying off debt isn't about scrimping and saving every single penny, and it's not solely about boosting your income. Paying off debt boils down to having a plan for your money. a plan that empowers you to spend intentionally while still tackling debt head on. A plan that's realistic, allowing for treats like a relaxing pedicure or massage when you need it the most. The journey to becoming debt-free starts with a strategy, and my Goodbye Debt Tracker will help you find the strategy that suits you best. This isn't just another spreadsheet. It's a carefully crafted tool designed to provide you with the clarity, strategy, and motivation to eliminate your debt. So whether you're tracking credit card debt, student loans, or any other financial obligations, the Goodbye Debt Tracker is here to guide you every step of the way. So if you're ready to say goodbye to debt and hello to financial peace of mind, it's time to get your hands on the Goodbye Debt Tracker. Let's find the strategy that suits you best and kick debt to the curb for good. You can go to inspirebudget.com/goodbyedebt to get your tracker for free, or just click the link in the show notes. The second way that my mindset about money has changed over time is a big one. And here's what it is. I no longer buy something just because it's on sale. I will never forget years ago, probably 9 or 10 years ago, I went Black Friday shopping. This was before Black Friday shopping was done online, before you could even do that. This was Black Friday shopping a la Thanksgiving night, right? Where you have Thanksgiving during the day, the stores open at 7 or 8 p.m., and you go shopping in the evening. So I was visiting family. My husband and I were visiting family, and one of my friends said, hey, I'm going to go do some Black Friday shopping. I'm going to get my kids their Christmas gifts on sale. I had young kids at the time. I was like, sure, beats sitting around the house. Let's go. Let's do it. And I had money saved for Christmas, so I knew I could cover these expenses. However, the version of me that is sitting at home and tells myself, you're only going to spend money on what you need and what you plan for, was very different than the version of me walking into that Walmart that night. Yes, I was the person in Walmart doing the Black Friday shopping. And when I was in the store and the energy level was high, I'm seeing all of these sales, I started putting things in my cart that were not on my list. I was going exclusively to pick out Christmas gifts, and I started buying things for myself. I bought a vacuum cleaner. I bought a steam mop. Apparently, in my mind, I was a really great housekeeper or something. I was going to clean my house. And I remember the urgency and the scarcity of this Shark steam mop, sitting there looking at it, seeing how it was marked down. And I thought, I need to buy this. Did I really want a steam mop before? Not really. Had I thought about buying a steam mop before? Nope. Did I want clean floors? Yes, I did. And I immediately put that steam mop into my basket. And honestly, I felt so good. I came home proud. I had found a bargain. I felt like I was the winner here, and I had outsmarted Walmart at their own game, right? But these days, I understand the marketing behind sales. I understand that these sales, these bargains, are truly just there to add urgency and scarcity. And they are there to really release your dopamines. And psychologically, they are there because it makes you feel good when you have found a bargain and when you follow through on purchasing that. It makes you feel proud. You get this dopamine hit. And while it can be true that you've gotten a bargain, I don't buy things anymore just because they were on sale. I bought that steam mop, and steam mop is just an example here. You can replace that with anything you have ever purchased on sale. I would not buy that steam mop anymore just because it was on sale. Instead, these days, I'm a lot better at pausing and asking myself, is this something that I would normally buy even if it was not on sale? Has this come up in my everyday life of me needing or wanting this item more than just when I'm here right now scrolling on Amazon and see it on sale or walking through the store? And if the answer is no, that this item has never been something that I've wanted or thought about purchasing before, I'm not going to buy it just because it's on sale. So if a dress that I see in the store is $100, it's normally $100, but it's marked down to $40, it's enticing to immediately just want to buy that dress. Oh my gosh, $60 off. Like, hello, that's a great deal. But these days I see it differently. Instead of seeing the $60 discount, I see that I'm still spending $40. And I'd be spending $40 on a dress, and I need to ask myself, do I really like the dress? Do I feel good in it? Do I have somewhere to wear this dress to? I'm not gonna lie, I work from home. I usually am working in a t-shirt and shorts. I don't have many occasions where I need dresses. So all of those types of things flow through my mind these days. Whereas in the past, I would impulse purchase things just because they are on sale. Now, the third way that my mindset about money has changed over time, and I'm honestly really proud of this one, is that I used to believe that I would always struggle with money and live paycheck to paycheck. I truly did. I figured that because I did not become an engineer or a doctor, lawyer, because I was not earning this super high income, I honestly believed I would just always struggle with money. Money would always just be something that was more difficult. And that was just the life I chose. I honestly thought that. And these days, I know what I am capable of. I know that even if something were to happen and something happened to my business, or I had to pivot, or my husband lost his job for some reason, I know that financially we would be okay because I know what we are capable of when it comes to our money. The thing is that these days, now 12 years into our financial journey and truly being mindful of our finances, I have over a decade of trials and success under my belt. I have been through the ups and downs. We have paid off the debt. We have prioritized saving money and investing over maybe buying a new car. There have been times when we've wanted and been tempted to inflate our lifestyle, but we haven't. And instead, we navigated our finances in a different way. Every single success that we have had, whether big or small, with our money is almost like a badge that I can wear. And so I no longer believe that we will always struggle because I can look back and say that we can do hard things. And that comes from years of small successes that has almost like built me up to just have a little bit more faith in myself and my husband and our ability to manage our money. Truly, every debt paid off, every dollar invested, every penny saved, every smart choice has given me more confidence with money. So if something doesn't go as planned, I know that I can figure it out. And I want you to feel the same way. No matter where you are in your financial journey, there's going to come a time whenever you start wondering, am I able to do this? Am I really able to pay off these credit cards? Am I really able to save up and invest for retirement? So when you start doubting yourself, one thing you can do is you can actually go back and start listing out all the things that you have been able to do. You can just do this on the Notes app on your phone. Open up the Notes app and start listing out almost everything that has been successful for you. Every debt you've paid off, every time that you have done something that you are proud of with your money, add it to that list. Those are examples that you are capable of doing hard things and making wise, beneficial choices with your money. So whenever things don't go as planned, you are hit with an unexpected expense, you can say, hey, it's going to be okay. Look at all that I've accomplished. This is just one more thing that I'm going to be able to add to this list when I overcome it. So those are three ways that my mindset about money has changed over time, or just the way I see money. The first one was, I used to believe credit cards were bad, but now I see them as a financial tool. The second one was, I no longer buy something just because it's on sale. I'm very aware of my spending and the items that I bring into my house and if it's worth the value. And then the third is that I used to believe that I would always struggle financially or live paycheck to paycheck, but these days I'm aware of what we are capable of. And so if something, God forbid, happens, I know that we have the discipline and we will be determined enough to turn our financial situation around. My hope is that this episode will just help you reflect on your own views of money and personal finance. I hope that it encourages you to think about money differently. Give yourself some credit and remind you that it's okay to pivot with your finances. It's okay to throw yourself a curveball. As you go through this financial journey, you will learn and grow, and the way you interact and your beliefs about money will also grow, and that's okay. That's actually a really good thing. Nothing you believe about money or really anything has to be set in stone. As you grow and collect experiences, you have the right to pivot and shift your thinking. So be open and willing to do exactly that. I know this was a little bit of a shorter episode. I hope you really enjoyed it. And if you did, do me a favor, leave a rating or review on your favorite podcast app. I read every single one of them. In fact, I would love to thank Jenny M for leaving a review on the Inspire Budget podcast over on Apple Podcasts. She said, "Love your podcast. I love your approach to debt payoff and all of your tips." So thank you, Jenny, for taking time to leave that review. I would love it if you would also leave a review. I promise it'll take less than a minute, and I really look forward to reading every single one. I'll be back next week with another brand new episode dropping on Thursday, so I will talk to you then. Bye.